No, I think the problem is the people who decided that catalytic converters should be filled with money. You know what I
that's
mean?
True. Like,
well, why would you?
True.
Why would you make that this thing that's very easily sawzalled off of your exhaust so expensive to resell? You know,
I mean, it's really nonsensical. It's like the corollary to planned obsolescence. They're just like planned theftability. You know? They're just like, they all have an easy time stealing this, so people will need them replaced a lot. Mm-hmm. And then it also funds a black market, which is, you know, good for those guys as
pro
well.
Pro tip, just register your car in a state that doesn't do smog, and then you don't need a catalytic converter. You straight pipe that shit.
Straight
sounds cool as fuck.
Isn't that super loud?
Yes, that's correct.
I love just having the loudest fucking car on the block, but I will never do it on purpose.
I like to get into
altercations. You just
got to
drive a beater until it's
loud.
Yeah,
I like when I drive, I like to get into an altercation every now and then. Just based mm-hmm. on the noise.
I get in altercations constantly.
And you need the noise. Yeah, that's a great way of like emphasizing your point, is if you rev your engine and like you can't even hear what someone's saying to you. It's like, that's a big dick move. You're like, look, my car deafens me. My car makes me unable to even comprehend what
it's
you're
like
saying.
Those guys with the super loud stereos. It's like, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm giving myself hearing damage. Bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you motherfucker. Well, it's like, you ever been in a car where the people have the super loud stereo and they're like blasting it?
I don't think so.
Because you can't hear the music better. You just feel the vibration more. So it's like, why don't you just cut out the middleman, give your ears a rest, and get a massage chair for a driving seat? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you just
a little shiatsu while you're on your commute.
It's just fucking ripping out your driver, your the bucket seat, and then putting in like a massage chair from the mall, just
like
vibrating
that.
Down the highway in
some
a sharper image chair.
Shit. You guys ever go to the sharper image at the mall?
Oh, hell yeah.
No, I've always wanted my image to be as dull as possible, so I treat that place like it's got
when you're a kid, you go to the sharper image at the mall, and then the employees are like super cold to you because they know you don't have money to buy the insane, stupid bullshit that they sell. Then you reach an age, and like, I haven't been to a mall in years, at least since COVID.
Except for that time where you worked at the sharper image.
No, but I imagine that if I went into a sharper image now, the salespeople would be all over me because I probably mm-hmm. seem like the person that's at an age where they're dumb enough to spend money on stupid bullshit that they sell at the sharper image.
That's true. And I mean, like, especially with sharper image, which like they make a lot of their money off of selling things that are marketed as like gifts, you know, wedding gifts, birthday, Christmas, all of that mm-hmm. stuff. I feel like they really, really get tailored towards people. And once you're of a certain age, your family, when they have to buy you gifts for, you know, birthday, wedding, Christmas, whatever, they just like kind of pick one.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, I can't really get a read on him. Is it going to be Sharper Image or Duluth Trading Company? Oh, it's Duluth by a hair.
He got socks. Beautiful. He'll actually use them, unlike a chair he'll never sit in.
I will absolutely
use
socks.
Is he going to look like a lumberjack or a yuppie? Lumberjack it is.
The hair is too long to be a yuppie. The long hair yuppie was a 90s thing. We don't have those anymore, really.
Opening up a competing store like right across the aisle in the mall. Called the Sharper Scrimmage, and it's a knife store where you can do knife fights.